You know what I hate ever since I walked away from that show? Is that people keep trying to give me advice. Because I guess I've been, like, depressing. You know, you'd be depressing and people be, like, trying to cheer you up. And then I had in show business. That's what made me so mad about it. So they'd be saying stupid, hey, Dave, look, I know that was a rough experience, and I can only imagine what you've been through, but, you know, you just got to hang in there. What you got to do is you just got to keep your chin up. Just keep your chin up, Dave. Word. That's what I was doing. That's what I was doing wrong. My chin was too low. Shut the fuck up. It had nothing to do with my chin, nigga. This... Keep your chin up. What kind of shit is this? See niggas walking around show business. Oh, I know. So, this girl I knew sent me a book called The Secret. She was like, listen, Dave, if this is going to help you. It's called The Secret. I thought this, you know. And I started reading the book, and I read like 5 pages of shit and threw it in the trash. I was fucking, I can't believe they sell this shit. Do you know what this bitch says the secret of life is? She said it was positive imagery. You gotta visualize the things you wanna have happen in your life. Like, bitch, that's the secret of life to you? Then kill yourself. It's gotta mean more than that. Positive imagery. A bitch, fly to Africa and tell one of them starving children that shit. What's wrong with you?
I have not eaten in 5 days.
Well, what you need to do is visualize some roast beef and some mashed potatoes and gravy. Oh, please, bitch, you're killing me. Stop talking like that. No, 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 no. The problem is you have a bad attitude about starving to death.
What up, what up, what up? This is the Just Talking with Sam podcast. You got it. Just Talking with Sam podcast. I start this podcast also on a humble note because, well, anybody who's been paying attention to this thing knowing, how in depth I have been following the NBA playoffs this year, and I have been really, and I mean really pushing for the Phoenix Suns to come off with a fucking victory and win it, man. I mean, win it. I mean, shit. Steve Nash deserve a goddamn ring. It's just what it is, man. Let's just be honest with ourselves. But it didn't come to pass. If you listen to this shit beforehand, I'm trying to look for the brighter day. The brighter day is saying Steve Nash one day will have a ring, but for right now, man, it pains me to say it, but I'm just not seeing it. Although I am so pro Phoenix, I'm not anti-Kobe. This motherfucker's game has shown through every last fucking game. This is totally the opposite of how I felt about LeBron James. I mean, I'm still a Kobe fan. I'm still a Steve Nash fan. Me and Cap both agree that that was a hell of a series, and it's just the greater team won. I will say this, though. Ron Artest has a horseshoe up his ass. Game 5, that shit would have never happened to anyone else ever. But it is what it is. I keep saying it's so hard to hate on Kobe. It's so hard to root against Kobe. Because it is, man. As much as I want to hate on this motherfucker, his game totally spoke for itself. The motherfucker had a fucking busted knee. Game 1 came in and did his shit. Game 2. I mean, the whole series. Fuck game. Just stop going by games. Steve Nash, Amari Stoudemire, man. I know it sound cliche. I know it sound fucking hack, but next time, man. Shit. I know. It's just hard to say. Next time. And that's what's been happening. As far as that goes, Only thing I could say for that is, but that's pretty much all I got. One thing I want to do, I want to do some Hayden shit like Chuck Daly did with Michael Jordan, like in the early 90s, and come out with a book called The Jordan Rules. And they come out with a bunch of fucking ways, like 386 pages of how to fucking beat Jordan. And then he came out with a book like later on called Hack a Shaq, and it was like a 386 pages of how to fuck over Shaquille O'Neal in any type of playoff situation. And you know what? Fuck it. I'll just say it. I want to come out with a book called How to Stop the Black Mamba. And it's just, I don't know how. I gotta say, I don't know how, but it's just 186 pages of fucking suggestions of how I think would stop him. One thing I said is a zone defense, and I don't know, that's 186 pages of just zone defense, and I'll say it in different languages. I'll say it in Mandarin, non-Nederlandisch. I'll say it in German, disaster division. I'll say it in French. Palafu, blah, 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 French shit. I don't know. Kobe the truth. But I got one last thing that's stopping me that from just totally buying into the Lakers winning another ring, and that's fucking Boston. I said I wanted my playoffs to be Boston and Phoenix. Boston held up their end of the bargain. So, shit, I'm going to be rooting for Kevin Garnett, drinking Southern Comfort. Excuse me, Southern Comfort. Me and Cap is going to be drinking Sam Adams, a Boston product, and we're going to watch this shit. And Steve Nash, on the offshot chance you are listening, I have not given up on you like Kobe or LeBron. I have not given up. I've not even given up on Kobe, but LeBron, I'm fucking checked out. I am off the goddamn bandwagon. And Steve Nash, I am still drinking vitamin water connect. That's your shit. I'm still with it, man. I'm still with you. Just shit, step your shit up, man. That's all I gotta say. Kobe, Hall of Famer, it's happening. Other than that shit, a lot of shit that's been happening in my week. You know, if you are in the Detroit area where I'm from, we are in the middle of a fucking heat wave, which means is I have to go outside. And I got no problem going outside, but I got to go outside and do shit. A lot of festivals are opening up. And one thing I'm starting to see in a lot of these festivals, I am seeing a fucking overabundance of gay folks. And I don't mean the classy Izzy or Izzy keeps to himself gay folks. I'm talking loud, woo, 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 jerking themselves off gay guys. I mean, those who may not know about the program, Heart Plaza this week, especially Memorial Day weekend, they always do this. It's the Electronic Music Festival. It's just basically just the first opening summer festival of the year. And the faggots were en route, dog. I mean, I seen them all. I saw one dude who had this lime green boys medium shirt on with leather pants and what it looks like he dyed platform shoes and Reynolds wrap. It was the gayest shit. I take that. It was the second gayest thing I've ever seen in my life. The first was a dude wearing a all white tank top and it says I Heart BJs. And his pants, well, they weren't pants. They were like jean shorts. And they were assless. There was no, where the ass would be in shorts, it was cut out. It was, I threw up in my mouth a little bit. And I'm not against the gays as a whole, but I think I'm against like super flamboyant gays. Where I'm talking about festival, maybe it's too much, too many. Me and Cap both agree that it's too many gay pride parades. Maybe they got too much fucking pride. I mean, let's face it, they had the parade and it was all, they have slogans. It was, I'm here, I'm queer, get used to it. You never see any straight guy parades. Like, I would love to be there when you just have, like, dime piece bitches on leashes. I would love to lead the chant on that. Like, I like vagina! Who likes vagina? And I would do that and just come in and have the sexiest, just whore. Just the sexiest one. And it says, I'm Sam, I like P-U, quicker letter, why? Because I like to stick my dick in P-U, quicker letter. I would love that. I would. But, I don't know. I don't know what the deal is with the gay agenda. I mean, you already accept it. We get it. It's gay guys out. Stop ruining shit. You're ruining TV, you're ruining parades, you're ruining the Detroit Music Festival. You're ruining fucking platform shoes. We get it. You like cock. You like a lot of cock. I don't know what it, I just, maybe, alright, look, gay folks, if y'all listening, I got a wide listener base, please email me at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. Once again, justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. Please email me. I need to know how, what, fuck that. Every gay guy I've seen is pretty fucking ripped. I mean, there's an obvious gym membership there. One thing I want to know is, I don't know what it is to fuck another man, but apparently it takes a lot of goddamn upper body strength. Because these some bitches, yeah, they may take dick up their ass, but they are muscular. So I need to know, how many muscles does it take to fuck another man? I mean, what is it? What is, just enlighten me. I don't want to experience the shit. Let's get that shit straight right now. Me and Cap both agree. Somebody try to fuck me, I'm stabbing you. And I don't mean the classy, oh my god, OJ, he could get away with it, stabbing you. I mean, I am guilty as fucking sin, stabbing you. I'm going to go on the news. Yes, I stabbed the shit out of this guy. I just want to know, man. It's interesting because it's so goddamn nasty. There has to be like a disconnected sec in you. It's something where the brain doesn't comprehend shit. But, I don't know. And it wasn't just the Detroit Music Festival where I saw a lot of fruits. It was like, I was like just out doing shit in my normal day. I went to Wendy's and, the Wendy's guy, you know, the motherfucker who takes your order. I went inside Wendy's, not necessarily drive-thru, but, you know, he had a headset on, so I would imagine he was doing drive-thru shit too, because you don't need a headset to take somebody's order. But anyway, I digress. Like, he's doing this shit with his voice, and I know it's not his real voice. All I wanted was a junior fucking bacon cheeseburger, and he's doing this shit where he says, yes. But the yes he says has like too many S's in it. It was like, yes is spelled Y-E-S, but his yes had like six extra S's in the shit. It was yes. I don't know what the fuck that was, man. It was weird. It was not right. And what you're seeing, If you're listening, you're hearing this fucking alarm. What you're seeing is my wife walking past, playing with a fucking iPhone, playing with different sounds and shit. So, you know, fucking ignore it. Who knows? She's every chance she gets to try to be on the show. One day I will let her on the show. But anyway, back to the queer Wendy's. Yeah, it was like too many fucking S's in the yes. And I'm telling him Junior Bacon Cheeseburger. And he does this thing. And it was, I think I had a gay experience because, like, I gave him my money to pay for it, but he reached for it it was like, if you're holding a dollar bill, if you're holding it right in the middle, your thumb should be right where the president's head would be. But when he grabbed the money, he grabbed it halfway. But like his thumb and forefinger grazed my thumb and where I was holding the dollar. And it was like a pleased look. he gave me. He shot me like, I gave him a money, my hand immediately released the money, but he already had it in his hand. But it was like, it was pleased. It was like, there's a vision of me thinking he's gonna go home and jerk off to like him touching my hand. I didn't know what to fucking say to him. I don't know. It was, and then he got my burger and I ate it, but I ate it like it was under digress. It was like, I didn't want to eat the shit, but I was hungry. And had there been any other circumstance, I probably wouldn't have ate that junior bacon cheeseburger. But I think I shared a gay moment with the effeminate cashier at Wendy's. I think that's what happened. For those who's new to the podcast, you would know I have certain biases towards these people. Not just these people. When I say gays, I don't want to sound too offensive, but I mean just people in general. And all questions, comments, and shit like that, you can always email me at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. That's my week. That's a little bit more in the week. I did other shit, but that's shit that you guys care about. So let's just jump right into it. My two-piece connection thing has been jumping off like gangbusters. Apparently, a lot of psychotic son bitches really likes talking about almost hitting women. And me and Cap both agree. Hold on, wait. Cap, one chime in. Yes! Me and Cap both agree. Yes, these bitches do deserve two-piece combinations. But something about the two, I'm not saying do the shit, but just tell me a time where you could have done it, and for extra credit, give me the two-piece combination you would use. One thing someone said to me in an email, like how I did theme music for Action League, which is still going on. Action League motherfuckers, I have not forgotten about you guys. It's just, we're putting you on hold because you guys are positive, uplifting black, I'm not going to say black men, just men in general. You guys are positive, and I just plain don't feel like being positive right now. I want to talk to the psychotic son bitches who listen to my show because they need an audience, and they want to talk about how they almost hit a woman with a two-piece fucking combination because they did some shit that deserved it. But anyway, back to the letter and comment I got. The comment was, if I did music for Action League, it's only fair I do music for the two-piece connection group. One, I don't want to do theme music because it's like I'm encouraging hitting women. Granted, they may deserve it. They may deserve it. I'm not saying they don't for the shit they're doing. But nah, you know what? Fuck it. I give y'all guys theme music because y'all part of the show, and I didn't get just one email saying that shit. I got a few of them. My psychotic son bitches need theme music, so we're gonna give them theme music. That's just what it is. And also another thing I've been getting a lot in the email is, a lot of people want me to apologize to LeBron James. Fuck that shit, nigga. He fucked up game 6. And they talk about the Deontay West thing where he fucked his mama. Granted, that kid throw you off your game. But there's a form of professionalism that you need to do for 48 minutes. You're on the court for 48 minutes, nigga. You need to take that professionalism with you. Now, what y'all do in the locker room? Yeah, I beat the shit out of him for fucking my mama. I mean, that's just what it is. That's wrong. I mean, that's wrong on so many levels. On so many levels, that's wrong. But other than that, that's all I got to say about that. The only thing I can do for those who really feel strongly about it, just nominate Deontay West for two-piece combination. Shit. That is kind of a bitch move. So, honestly, if I get enough people to nominate him for celebrity two-piece combination group, yeah, I'll throw him in there. Because, I mean, yeah, that's what you deserve. I mean, you fucked LeBron James' mama before game 6, so you kind of fucked yourself out of a ring. Do you know what type of stress that will bring on? Nobody wants that shit and has to go against, you know, Devin Garnett. Nobody wants that shit. So, anyway, let's move on to this week's two-piece combination winner or loser or whatever. Two-piece combination nominee. This two-piece combination comes from Al, who writes, Dear Sam, I hope this makes the two-piece combination list. If not, whatever. Damn, just like that, just whatever. But anyway, he writes, me and my then girlfriend were in an argument of higher academic success for kids. I believe that academics should be a form of diversity, and maybe you should put them in a private school instead of public schools because a lot of the kids come from the same background. She begged to differ because private schools cost a lot of money. I thought this was an intelligent argument. However, when the argument reached to a head, a lot of things were said that maybe shouldn't have said. I kept my peace and I walked out. I thought she kept the argument going, kept the argument at a hush like I did. However, I was sadly mistaken. At the time of this argument, I recently bought a new 2009 F-150. Oh, shit. I know I'm reading ahead, but there is nothing good that could come from this shit. Okay, let's continue reading. What she did was, in the heat of the argument, she took the keys to my car, drove it to a river. He didn't say which river. Anyway, drove it to a river, put a brick on the gas pedal, and the F-150 went straight into the river. I'm sorry, I gotta cut this off. When I read shit like this, it's hurtful. That the double standard that women have. I'm not shit on women. Just the shit y'all can do. That just. It's an argument. The nigga car didn't have shit to do with it. Hold up. You know what? I'm finna go on reading this story. And hopefully by the end of this story, there's something deserving of this shit. I got a call from the Indash OnStar system that says my car may be in an accident and the inside GPS told me where it was. When I got to the scene of the river, I saw my car and I called several tow trucks companies that can enable to do it I'm reading this letter and I feel the hurt from my man. I can't even read the letter straight, folks. People who listen to Just Talking with Sam podcast, it's hurtful for me to read this because I'm reading ahead and I hear it, but I just know that this does. Dude, Al, this totally, I don't even want to finish the letter. I will finish the letter just to keep people, you know, off the brink, but this so deserves a two-piece combination. But anyway, I called several tow trucks and tow trucking companies in order to help me get my F-150 out of the river. After I got it out of the river, the upholstery in the cab was ruined beyond all recognition. A lot of the electrical equipment in the car was damaged beyond repair, and it was useless to even use a lot of things. This car is now just built for driving to and fro. A lot of the extras, such as radio, GPS, anything for the most part electrical, is useless in the cab and highly expensive to replace. When I got home, I know the two-piece combination I would use because I actually did it. Oh, shit! He did the shit! He actually hit her! And the two-piece combination I used was a left hook to the chin followed by an uppercut. Obviously, I broke up with this crazy bitch and had to sell my car and got a new one. If you read this letter, thanks for reading it. Signed, Al. Oh, fuck yeah, Al. Oh, Jesus. I don't know what to say to that. Yeah, I'm not applauding the fact that you actually... See, usually when I say the two-piece connection club, you're not supposed to do this shit. But the fact that you actually did it on something that little... This woman used something that petty and that little that probably to a sensible person would have went away. And it's just like a agree to disagree situation. And then fuck your truck up. You said it got heated, but shit, what the fuck could you say to make somebody put a brick on the gas pedal and take it? Oh my God, man. And, you know what? Usually when I hear shit about relationships getting fucked up, it's a saddened thing. But, man, I'm so fucking glad you got out of that. Because a lot of more crazy shit was on the horizon. And you get a song, nigga. You get a song. Hold on. Let me get to the stereo. Let me play this shit, man. You get a song. Here it is, man. Just Al. I'm glad this shit is over, but you get a song. Here it is. The first ever two-piece combination song, and this may be the last two-piece combination song. Al, this for you, dog. I don't even want to talk in this song. Just thinking about his car getting fucked up. I'm a little mad for him. You ever been mad for somebody else? That's what I'm feeling right now. Shit! I'm just letting this shit play, man. Because, Al, I'm reading your letter. You sound like a regular dude who was just in some crazy shit, man. Who just dealing with the wrong bitch and... Shit. I'm just letting this play, man. I don't let it go to the other hook. And then when it goes to the hook, I guess I'll turn it off. I want to beat the fuck out of her. I'm quiet. Usually I get amped when I hear songs. Yeah, let me turn this shit off. Usually I get amped when I hear songs and I feel, yeah, man, you know, fuck it. I'm just going to come out and say it. Yeah, you hit her. You should have. The fact that you say you hit her, I would imagine she called the cops, but if she didn't, she knew she had the shit coming. You don't do shit like that over something that, I want to blame you, Al, for some shit you do, but from this email, I don't know what could you have done for this shit to happen? What else? Unless you had this conversation while fucking her sister in front of her, I mean, there's no way in hell this shit can fly, man. I want to get to the questions, but shit, man. Hold on, I'm finna take a cap break. Fuck it, I'm gonna turn on LL. I'm gonna turn on LL while I take a gap break. Just Al, if you're listening, you totally deserve to hit her with the two-piece. I'm not saying it's right that you did it, but I'm not gonna prosecute against you. I mean, I would look the other way. If I was looking at it and the cops asked me what happened, I would just mind my own fucking business. So here's some more LL while me and Cap dwell on what the fuck just happened.
Shout out.
All right, I'm back. All right, I can't. Al, you my man. Shit. There's a piece of me that want to hug you. Not in the gay way, but shit, oh my god, F-150 in a fucking river? Oh my god. Okay, you know what? What I'm gonna do, I'm just gonna plain change the subject. And I'm gonna jump in some questions. Shit. That's fucked up, man. That is so fucked up. First question comes from Keith. Keith asks, how do I know when I'm in a committed relationship? I've been seeing this girl for over 3 months and I think she's getting too comfortable. How do I know the signs? Alright, Keith, it's like this, dog. You know the signs, it's like little shit you do. Like, if she does something when she first got there, I don't know what she did. Let's say she cooked every night. So now the cooking is starting to decrease. And now a lot of shit, she's expecting you to do shit over your house for her. That's how you know she's getting too comfortable, Keith. So if you don't want to be with her, don't fucking be with her. Oh, here's a telltale sign, Keith. If girls usually keep themselves very, very, it's like a bougie thing, Keith. They gotta keep themselves looking, like they gotta keep themselves looking for the next guy. So, like, the next thing operate. You wanna look for, oh shit, I am playing with this stereo, Keith, and I'm in the middle. I'm sorry, usually I have my shit on mute. But anyway, some of the shit I wanna say that you should look for, non-matching bra and panties. Anytime you see a woman that doesn't have matching bra and panties, that lets you know you are in a committed relationship. She doesn't give a fuck about how she look around you. That means you're kind of either stuck with her or you really got to drop the goddamn hammer right fucking now, Keith. I know the pussy may be good, but you got to get the fuck out of there now. Unless you want this bitch to stay for a long time. Because that's what they do, man. Apparently, she already got you pegged as a guy if she's still staying with you. You are her guy right now. I don't know if y'all boyfriend or girlfriend or some shit like that, but right now you are the guy, Keith. So if you want to stop that shit, this is the time you do it, nigga. Drop the hammer before it get really, really, really hard to do so. And hopefully your F-150 or whatever car you drive don't end up in a fucking river. Jesus, that's hard. So Keith, I'm glad I was happy to help, man. Just remember, look for the telltale, the sign ain't it all. If you see a bitch that come over your house and they bra and panties don't match, that means they are so comfortable around you, they don't even care how the fuck they look. So, that's the number one sign. Look for other shit too, Keith. But, for right now, that's it. Okay, one thing, shit, that F-150 is still with me. I'm trying to change the subject. Okay. This question comes from Mary. Mary asks, what are your thoughts on women saving themselves till marriage? Mary, I gotta say, this may hit a lot of controversy, but I'm a man who enjoys 25-year-old scotch. So I get the idea of saving yourself. I totally get it. You don't want to give up your pussy to anybody. You want that guy to earn it and be the guy you want to give up the pussy to forever. But the problem is with this, Mary, is women have a habit of abusing this fucking system. It's like you say you don't want to fuck until you get married. So what you do, I don't know how old you is, but I can only speak for like young niggas, cause I've seen this shit happen. Young niggas, you say the shit like you don't want to give up the pussy till marriage. So what women would do, they get a young nigga who ain't really had pussy, and what they would do, they would guilt them. Yeah, it's a way of guilt into like fucking them, but it's just like a free ticket to an early marriage. And anyone who those women out there is that y'all live and breathe for the goddamn marriage. Y'all live and breathe for that. just to get married, just to have that bridezilla moment or whatever the fuck y'all have. Y'all live and breathe for that shit. So it's just a ticket to an early marriage. But women, I gotta tell you, do not abuse that shit, because any nigga, especially a young nigga, who has that vial of pussy, that big vial of pussy hanging over their head, and you tell them to do shit, shit is going to get done. And I mean that shit. Like, you say, let's get married before we fuck. You will be married before the week is out, nigga. You are going, that is just shit that's just gonna happen. Women, if you wanna do that, be smart with it. Say, I'm not giving up my pussy until you cure cancer. Cancer will be cured by next fucking Thursday. I mean, there will be some white blood cells counted, nigga. It's just what it is, man. Like, guys, especially young niggas, I really stress the young niggas part, because, I mean, that's all you think about. I mean, you think about money and fucking. And not so much about money, because you're a young nigga, you really don't think that money is gonna happen, so you just, every 2 seconds, you're thinking about fucking. I mean, it's like a disease, but a good disease. It's like a disease that says, I'm gonna be fucking disease. If I had a disease that means I'm gonna get head from a different chick every 5 to 10 minutes, that's a good disease to have. And that's how it feels! That's how it feels when you're young. It's the type of disease that says, somewhere, sometime, I'm gonna be fucking. It's like a hope. You know how Obama was talking about keep hope alive? That's the same amount of hope that's in the fucking from a young dude. So women, don't abuse the shit. I mean, talk about curing cancer, talk about curing heart disease, try to make it right for everybody. I mean, let's face it, women, y'all want to fuck just as bad as we do. Y'all just know it's a ticket to an early marriage. You just want to wear the white dress. You want to wear, maybe some people do it for religious reasons. Okay, I'm not shitting on anyone's religion or anything like that, but you know you won't cock. You know you do. So what you try to do, you do what every other woman do, and Cap agrees with me. What you do is you make it big. You make it a big production, and you try to get more bang for the buck. That's what you're doing. You're just like the bitch who asks for an extra shot of Hennessy at the bar, an extra. You just want extra. That's just what it is. That's the best way I can say it. So, Mary, my views on saving yourself for marriage isn't that bad. Hey, if you're going to save yourself, cool. Save yourself. That's between you and your dude. But all I'm saying is, do not abuse the situation, Mary. Do not abuse. Don't run around saying, I'm saving myself for marriage. And you do some shit like, kiss, hug. You give the guy blue balls, and now, cause blue balls kills, nigga. It kills. That's a quick way to get stabbed. Blue balls will fuck a nigga up, because it's like, okay, I'm finna fuck you. No, I'm not! Oh my god, that is the quickest way to get stabbed. You know, most niggas will shoot you. I know what you're thinking, like, well, people don't stab anymore. Fuck that. People will stab you for blue balls. I've had blue balls. I gotta tell you, it was this one girl in like, let's say freshman year of college. I kept rounding third. On this, you know, I'm trying to go home, trying to get my dick wet, and then she says this typical female shit, and the typical female shit is, it's too soon! It's too soon is just code for, I don't wanna fuck right now. And right now can be, right now it's just code for, I want to see how much you are willing to put in to fuck me before I actually let you fuck me. And like a dumb little kid, like a dumb dude, man, I rode that fucking wave, and it was just blue balls. It was sad. And at the end of it, I did want to stab her. I gotta say, I really did. But I don't want to stab her now. Then I do, now I don't. The reason I say then is because I get it. I get it now. It's what women do. You guys really ride the rails of that double standard system, and I didn't know that then. So, now I get it. That don't make it right. It don't make it right to ride the rails of the double standard system, but it is what it is. So, well, just don't abuse it, Mary. I guess that's the point I'm trying to make. That's the point I'm trying to make. Don't abuse it. The next question comes from my man. He comes from Porter. Porter asks, some of my friends wear those Ed Hardy t-shirts when we go out. They say it helps to pick up women. What are your thoughts on this? Okay. It does. I'm not a fact. I don't like the Ed Hardy t-shirts, but it's a gimmick. At the end of the day, it's a gimmick, man. Those Ed Hardy t-shirts that cost like, I don't know, $300 t-shirts and shit like that. It's a gimmick. Let me explain. Women like, when you go out, it's women like either the main gimmicks are cash, shiny shit, and just tricks. They look for tricks that come from guys. So, that trick can be you're a charming guy, you act like you give a shit about the environment, whatever lie you gotta tell to get yourself some pussy. That's the trick. But it's a gimmick nonetheless. See, what the Ed Hardy shirts do, it's a mixture of both. It's the cash and the shiny shit, because those shirts are like bedazzled and they got rhinestones on them and they got shit like that going on. So yeah, women are attracted to that shit because it makes you look like you got the cash. Anybody who spends $300 on a fucking t-shirt maybe got some cash in mind. That's just what it is, and that's what they see. So you go and you go in a club, and if I'm guessing, Porter, if you're wearing the fucking Ed Hardy t-shirts like your boys, you gotta, you know, you do the white guy dance, the little fist pumping, you get in the club and you hear techno music and you just fist pumping, yeah, that's where you hang, that's your side of the fence. But it's a gimmick nonetheless, man. The key is to find the gimmick that works with you. And I know some people listening to this podcast and they're just saying, I don't have a gimmick. I'm straight for the heart and I say what I feel. Yeah, that may be true, but people, that's a gimmick too. It's no gimmicks needed gimmick. It's just, the gimmick is you have no gimmicks. You don't have a tool. Me personally, I don't have a sexy vibe going for me. I didn't have enough money to buy fucking Ed Hardy t-shirts. I was a music geek. So what I would do, I would, if y'all from the Midwest, y'all know what I'm talking about when I say this, y'all will have a hot track. When I go out on the date, I will have a hot track going, and that is pretty much a burnt CD of the songs that's gonna get you some ass. And I don't mean all the songs. I would start off with something just kinda off the wall, maybe a little Prince, Hot and Wet. You know, just something that just get the girls primed up. Somehow, here's a song for you. Mesa and Incognito's Deep Water. Y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. There's some women listening to this podcast right now, pussy got wet, just hearing the title of that song. Is, if y'all don't know what I'm talking about, it's called Deep Waters. I'm drowning in deep waters. See, I would close with that, and I guarantee goddamn I would have some wet dick by the end of that night. I would, man. I would. And that was my gimmick, man. You gotta set up that ambience. You gotta have that music going, because if you got that right music pumping, whatever dumbass thing you gotta say is gonna go the other way, because that's what women pay attention to. So, Porter, I guess what I'm asking, yes, The Ed Hardy shirts may work for your boys, but they may not work for you. You gotta find your own thing. Maybe they may work, but when you take off the shirt, what you coming from there? So you gotta come real. You gotta come real what you is, but you gotta find what works for you. One thing I don't encourage is lying. Don't lie to the women, because lies always get found out. If you lie, at least, I guess, do it in moderation, where you don't have to answer for a lot of shit, but just don't lie. The reason I say don't lie is because that's not player, man. Anybody can lie. But you need to get them, alright, okay, here's how I can say it. Anybody can lie, you gotta get them to buy the lie. You gotta be player with it. You gotta say something like, yeah, bitch, I drive a Geo Metro, and what? You gonna give me head at the end of the night in this Geo Metro, motherfucker. Yeah, I drive a Dodge Duster. What, nigga? And you gonna be sucking some dick on the hood of this motherfucker. So, you know, you just gotta play it with your shit. So that's all I gotta say, Porter. Just find your niche, find whatever works for you, and go from it, man. That's what I got, man. I hope that helps, but those Ed Hardy t-shirts are a little bit gay. Sorry. They just are. I don't understand it. It's like, you get a picture of, it's usually like a black or all white t-shirt, like a solid color t-shirt. You see a lot of static shit going on. It's a lot. And then like you see a dragon, and the dragon is about the bite. The dragon's tail, and over the top it says Ed Hardy with a skull in the middle, and the dragon's tail is going through. I mean, really, you don't need all that shit with a shirt. Maybe I'm old school. I like a regular white tee, black tee, blue tee, whatever. Have a little logo on it if it do, Nike, Reebok, whatever. And it's underclothes. It's just what it is. You wear that under this shirt that you want niggas to see. But hey, maybe it's a different generation. Maybe it's a different vibe. But Ed Hardy seems to be the rule, you know, seems to be what's ruling the roost right now. So that's all I got. As far as Ed Hardy t-shirts. It's just, maybe it's the bedazzling of the shirt. It's like you gotta have rhinestones and shit on it so people can see it. I don't know. So if anybody knows what it is about the obsession with Ed Hardy t-shirts, please email me at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. No G in talking, please. I mean, I don't understand how people, we are so into this thing and they're still doing it, but no G in talking at justtalkingwithsam at gmail.com. justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. What I'm going to do, I think I got a little bit more time left. Me and Cap, we are going to pick one more question, and we're going to hand you on your merry way. Okay. The next question is from, man, I really don't want to read this one because it's gay. I'm sorry. It's like this motherfucker answered his own question. I don't want to read that one. That's too long, and I ain't got enough time to really answer it. Hey, a lot of people who's listening to this, this is me just doing the shit on the fly. Every podcast is on the fucking fly. It's on the fucking fly because I try to keep it real. I try to not do too much Hollywood bullshit that just kind of makes the shit go on. Maybe I should do more Hollywood bullshit and kind of make this thing look professional. But I gotta say, man, it was a question I wanted to say on the podcast, but I can't find it right now. So I'm just I'm stuck. It's just what it is. I'm stuck. Shit. Okay. Okay, this isn't too dumb. So, I'll ask this one. Okay, this comes from Karen. Karen says, last show you talked about the male-female fucking switch. How would I know the fucking switch if I saw it? Oh, that's very simple. You know what? I talk about Hollywood shit. Here's what I'm going to do. I am playing, I read this, and this is very special. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to play what it sounds like from a male's point of view and a female's point of view of the fucking switch. So listen to this. This is the female fucking switch right here. This is an actual phone call. Here it is right here.
Yeah, I need an officer at my house at 4315 San Juan Avenue.
Tell me what's going on.
My son is disrespectful. He stole a car Sunday. He was the officer called in, told him my car was stolen. He's not coming home from school. He's just now getting in. He's supposed to do volunteer work at the Boys and Girls Club. Yeah. I'm worried sick to death. Yeah. He's disrespectful, motherfucker. Yeah. I need an officer out here before I be committing a 187, because I'm about to kill this little bitch.
Ma'am, how old is your son?
He's 15. And if I don't get it, I'ma kill this motherfucker with this hammer. And I swear to God, if you don't send no motherfucker officer out here, I'ma be blood splatter. Every motherfucker gonna be an OJ Simpson in this motherfucking house. I need an officer, and I need him out here quick. I'm gonna commit to beat his motherfucking ass, and I hope you recorded every fucking thing that I'm saying, because I'm sick of tired of this motherfucker.
Ma'am, what's your name?
Monica Wilson.
Okay, do you have a hammer with you?
I sure do. I got a motherfucking hammer. I should crush you in your motherfucking head right now, you little bitch.
Okay, can you put the hammer down?
I can't put no hammer down. Get the motherfucking officer out here.
Listen.
If y'all want to pass him off, I'll be whooping a motherfucking kid ass, put me in jail. Well, so be it. Put me in jail. I'm about to beat this motherfucking brains out. I brought him in this motherfucking world. I'll take his motherfucking ass out.
Okay,
you listen. You're going to get an officer here, or I'm going to kill this motherfucker. So you better do it and move it.
Listen,
Lena. Okay, I'm glad y'all heard that. You see that? That was a female fucking switch going on. Now, here's a man's fucking switch. A man's fucking switch is a little bit more harsh. They don't tell you what the fuck is gonna happen, but you better watch out. Karen, I hope you're still listening. Here it is.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. Okay, I don't know what... Whatever it is, it's not right on the teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that.
No, there it is. We are going to do Sting, yeah.
Okay, but... Okay. Now, I can't read it. There's no words on it.
Okay. Sure.
There's no words there. To play us out. What does that mean? To play us out.
It's Sting is going to do... It's a video. Sting video.
What is
for credits?
I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
All right, go.
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it.
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. And we will leave you with a... I can't do it.
Okay.
We'll do it live.
Okay. No.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.
Okay, Karen, I hope that helps. Granted, that last version, it was the man one, but it was the white man version of the fucking switch. But you do know what the fuck to look for. If you hear some shit like that, nigga, get the fuck out of Dodge. Because the fucking switch is about to come off, and you don't know what could come from that. From that, I think that's my show. As always, if you got any emails, questions, comments, whatever, just send it to justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. Hey, it's Memorial Day. Y'all be safe out there. Me and Cap, we gonna be doing it. Y'all do it, but y'all don't get behind the wheel when y'all do it. I gotta act like I give a shit because I have sponsors now. So, well, I have one sponsor. But anyway, y'all get behind the wheel, y'all do some cool shit, and you know what? I'll see y'all next week. Next week, we gonna hit it. We gonna hit it tough. But until then, Karen, that's what the fuck you look for the fucking switch. And, I just talked myself into a corner. Alright, fuck it. I will see y'all later. Have a good holiday.